It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
This is Sabrina. We open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Father, we come humbly before your presence, asking you to forgive us for anything contrary to your will in our lives. And we know that, God, you said when we ask for forgiveness that you would throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. So we thank you as we gather today, as our hearts prepare to receive the word from the Lord, that, God, we will have an open and a pure heart right before you because of the blood of Jesus. We worship you and we praise you this evening, knowing that, God, you're a God at hand and you're not afar off. You're a God of life, joy, and peace, and long-suffering. We thank you, God, you said that while we're yet asking, the answer is on the way. We thank you, God, you said to claim those things that be not as though they were. So, God, as we fellowship, we have an expectation that a move of God will come forth because we're gathering in your name. Bless Pastor Smith as she gives a word from the Lord, as she gives this rhema word, a word that you put into our heart for your people for such a time as this and for the hour that we're living in, knowing that, God, we're not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. And I thank you that you said faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So tonight I pray that this word that goes forth will build the faith of your people, will exhort them, will exalt them, will they become more and more trusting in your word, God, because what you said is absolute. There's no changing. You make every crooked place straight. You said, I'm the same God today, yesterday, and forever. So I thank you, God, while we're yet asking, the answer is already on their way. I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against this prayer, this time tonight of fellowship. We command him to lose his hold. We command him to go from whence he came, and that is beneath our feet. Your destruction, your eternity is in hell, so we command you to go back where you belong because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you that our fellowship is protected by the blood of Jesus, and we thank you that, God, every word that is spoken tonight will be honoring to you, and God will make deliverance and manifestation in the lives of your people, because, God, we yield to you, and we say, have your way. Have your way this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number you're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer meets every Full Gospel House of Prayer second extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road. That's in Atwater, 95301. I do have a special announcement that for the month of April, we will be meeting the second and the third Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday. So we will be meeting April 14th and April 21st to celebrate the resurrection. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go right into the Word of God. Father, tonight we come because it's resurrection time for your people. And Father, I thank you. We come in the name of Jesus by the authority that the believers has received by faith to prohibit, to bind the dark spirit on the outside, that that spirit will not hinder this word tonight. We come in the name of Jesus agreeing that it stopped tonight in Jesus' name. You are prohibited. You spirit from the outside, you dark power. You cannot stop the spirit of resurrection for your people tonight. And God, I thank you for it by faith, that your people receive resurrection by faith. Spirit on outside, I call you by name, you dark spirit of Satan. You are prohibited tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. Matthew 2. Verse 11 through 15, please. Matthew, the second chapter, verses 11 through 15.
Amen.
This is a word to encourage you that in a process of receiving resurrection, resurrection is a process. It's a process. It's a movement by God. It's a place where you are destined for resurrection tonight, saints of God. And God has his hand on those that's it's their hour for resurrection, for a rebirth, for a restoration, for a recovery, for an awakening to come forth in your life. For things to be improved, God himself will cause resurrection to recharge your life tonight. And God wants you to receive it by faith. You that he has dealt with, you that his hands is on, you know that you know that the spirit of destiny that's housed inside of you already. See, destiny is housed inside of us, thanks to God. Destiny is everything in your life from God. It's shut up in you already. It's deposited in you already. When it's time for that place of destiny to be fulfilled, and you're going through a process, but tonight God wants you to be encouraged. There's a move of God over your life. When he says it's time for resurrection, there are opposition. There are Satan sent demons to oppose you. But we're going to see by the word of God how it turns out. When God said, I have housed destiny inside of you, your spirit is housed with that I have decreed over your life. To be successful, we're going to see it by the word of God. Matthew 2:11-15, please.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son.
This is a word to encourage you tonight. Jesus had been destined by God, anointed by God, to come forth. To come forth for the spirit of resurrection was birthed inside of Jesus. It was his destiny. It was housed in him. It was the anointing of God. He had to go through this process, saints of God. And every place of process you're going through, where destiny is housed in you as it was with Jesus. God has everything set up, thanks to God. He placed people to support his plan for Jesus, the resurrected spirit, to go forth by his plan. It was a process. And this night, God wants you to know that you're going through a place of process. Resurrection and destiny is over you already. It's deposited in you by the Holy Spirit. It's deposited in you. And there are opposers, as it was with Jesus, was sent by the devil, pretending to be in a place of joy, but wanted to exterminate the plan of God. And we're going to see by the word of God, the wise men, they saw the child with his mother. They knelt down and worshiped him. They brought gifts and presents to him. But God warned them. He warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod, but to go to their own country. The Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph also and warned him and said, Herod's looking for the child to kill him. He said, take the child, gave orders. I'm talking about process, thanks to God. God set it up. He had the wise man. He had Joseph. He set up the place because Jesus was moving in destiny. And everything that's anointed by God in you right now, it's already housed in you, saints of God. It was deposited in Jesus. Everything had to be set up. Joseph was set up. The wise men were set up to come against that opposition, that opposer. That spirit was there to invade, to attack the thing that the Holy Spirit had set up inside of Jesus before he was born. The Spirit of God had to stop the encounter. He had to stop that thing that was sent out to disturb his plan, his destiny for Jesus. This is what God wants you to know tonight, that God has his hands on. Destiny is housed inside of you, saints of God. It's deposited by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God has already set up the location. He has set up the people. He has set up everything, that everything and every event in your life must come subject to his plan. It was set up for Jesus. You are children of the Most High God. It's set up for you because it's resurrection over your life. And that spirit, that opposer, God wants you to know tonight that he shall stop it. So he ordered Joseph to take the child to Egypt. Joseph took the child and the mother to Egypt. He stayed there until the opposer was dead, Herod. And this was done to make what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. It was prophesied. It was destiny over Jesus. And so that opposer, that adversary, that robber, that enemy, that attacker, Spirit of God had everything set up for Jesus. The place where he was to go to be shielded. The people that was not going to go return back and tell Herod what was happening. Herod pretend to be in agreement, but he was after one thing, to kill destiny, to stop destiny. He was after to do one thing, to oppose destiny. We need to get our heads out the sands tonight. We need to get the rose-colored glasses off our eyes tonight. God wants you to know tonight that his spirit is depositing you a spirit of destiny. Every event that will happen in your life, your future, has been predetermined ordained by God for the nation. Every course of your life, all the affairs of your life, thanks to God. Every outcome in your life, this was already over Jesus before he became. It was decreed through the prophets of old. The Spirit of God had to go into that place and cause success to be over his plans. Saints, this is a word of encouragement tonight, that the Spirit of God wants you to know you're just going through a process in order to achieve the resurrection. You're just going through a process, going through movement, a course of action in preparation for what? For the awakening, for the recovery, for the renewal, for the healing, for the improvement, for things to come into a place of recharge. So God wants you to trust him in this. And everything that's been sent out by the evil one tonight, God wants you to know there's power and binding and loosing. That we have the authority, the believers have the authority in Jesus' name this night to prohibit that dark spirit from the outside, Harold from the outside, wanting to come in to bring disturbance to the plan of God. He had planned an encounter, Jesus. Tonight, God wants you to stand in faith tonight. I don't care what you're encountering. I don't care what enemy is planning an attack against you. Harold was planning an attack against the plan of God. Can't no spirit from the outside stop destiny that has been ordained by God, has been ordered by God, is in detail by God. Can't no spirit from the outside, I'm talking about a dark spirit from the outside, it cannot stop destiny over your life. Joseph moved by the instruction of God. The wise man moved by the instruction of God. When the Spirit of God give you instruction, you need to move by the instruction of God. Let no one get in your head. No, let no one get in your affairs. Let no one get into the details. Let no one get into the will of God. Let no one stop your expectation. The wise man didn't allow it. Joseph didn't allow it. They followed the instruction of God because they were ordered by God. They were set up by God. They were placed right there in that plan of God to support destiny, thanks to God. God has the plan already set up. Everything that's going to bring it into a fulfillment, it's already set up. All you have to do is follow the instruction. I'm talking about God's will. Follow the instruction. God's will. What God has already deposited inside of you is already there. Your destiny. The events that will happen. And God wants you to know tonight, everything that's been sent out to oppose destiny in your life, every enemy, everything that's been sent out by Satan to invade, to cause disturbance, follow his instructions, saints of God. Follow the process, saints of God. And what happened? Resurrection come forth. Jesus fulfilled everything that he was ordained and anointed by God to fulfill in the earth. Every single thing, because he obeyed the will of his Father. It was deposited inside of him. It's deposited inside of you, saints of God. So tonight, this word is a word of encouragement that opposition comes. But God has a support system already set up for you, saints of God. When that spirit want to come and prohibit and bring that place into a barren place, mean a waste place, that you're not productive, and he wants your life to be impoverished in a place of emptiness and depleted, God wants you to know tonight to trust him. It's not him. Trust him, because destiny is housed inside of you, saints of God. It's deposited inside of you. And all you have to do, allow that process that God's hands is on you. The movement of God is over you. Everything is in preparation over you right now. And everyone, every location, God has a support system already in place, saints of God. It's already done. All you must allow God to lead your spirit. He said, those that led of God are the sons of God. You are sons of God tonight, and you're led by the Spirit. So this is a night, because I agree with the word of God. As I read it, I believe it, and I know that he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. When it's time for resurrection, for something to be revived and a rebirth, which is a miracle, an act of God. When there's a miracle birth, Satan always attacks. Jesus was a miracle birth. Anytime there's a miracle birth in your life, that means something to come forth, which is an act of God. Satan comes to attack that miracle. But tonight, God wants you to know that destiny is deposited inside of you already. Satan cannot stop destiny. He comes to what? To hinder it. Can't stop it. He'll bring all kinds of hindrance. He'll bring all kinds of things to bring disturbance. He'll bring all kinds of storms. He'll bring all kinds of encounters, but he cannot stop destiny. He did all this against Jesus. He brought disturbance. He brought encounters. He brought storms. But it was already pre-planned by God. And Satan had no power or authority to stop it. But he brings hindrances, meaning opposition. So tonight is the night that the powers of darkness that's been sent out against you, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that dwells inside of you by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, has been sent to dispel the power of darkness. And tonight, we're to the point, not going on and on, but it's time to pray, and it's time to call on the name of Jesus, and it's time to stand in faith and believe he said it. If he did it for Jesus, you are children of the Most High God. You are disciples of God. He has sent his Holy Spirit. It dwells within you for the authority to dispel the powers of darkness, to cause that dark spirit to be paralyzed, stop the movement of that power. That spirit that come to oppose destiny can be stopped tonight if you can believe. Because everything, God has already placed it at your disposal, saints of God. Already set up. All you have to do is stay in his will. Joseph was in his will. The wise men was in his will. Because they were what? Set up by God. It was a plan of God. They were to support Jesus in destiny. And they obeyed. They followed the instruction. They followed the process. Because it was the actions of God in preparation for Jesus to go to the cross. He fulfilled the will of God. No opposer. Nothing was sent out against Jesus. Stop destiny. So this is a word of encouragement for you and I tonight. And if anyone have need of prayer, there are people that have called me today. And my heart is in prayer for them. And I am in agreement with them tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, it's resurrection time. It's time, oh God, for recovery and for an awakening. For that appointed time for those that's in a place of resurrection. And destiny is over their lives. It's time, oh God, for a recharge. It's time for that thing to come into a place of awakening that the Spirit of God had made a deposit in their spirit. And you're such a good God, such a God of order. And they're in a place, they're going through a place of process. But the anointing is on the process. Because you have people, you place them there to support them, and there is a place that's in order according to your plan for their lives. Because destiny is calling them tonight. Every event that's supposed to happen for their future has been predetermined by the Holy Spirit before they became. Every detail has been decreed. Father, I thank you that they stay in your will tonight. As you give them instruction, they'll follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit. And it's one thing about instruction. You are a personal God. We have a personal relationship with you. You went to those two personally and spoke to them what to do and what not to do. They didn't go to flesh and blood and commune with flesh and blood about what they should do. They were moved by the anointing of God. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God removed flesh and blood from hindering them from doing the will of God. They don't need to converse with flesh and blood. This is their lives. It's destiny calling them forth for those resurrected things to be resurrected and alive. They don't need to converse with flesh and blood because flesh and blood will lead them the wrong way. But the Spirit of God will lead them totally in their will. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That, Father, the Spirit of God would take over those in preparation in the process of destiny. That they have no need of conversing with flesh and blood. But the Spirit of God will go to them in their waking hour. He'll go to them in their night watch. He'll speak to them through his word in Jesus' name. Because destiny has a call on their lives, oh, Father. And no one can, hallelujah, fulfill destiny but the Holy Spirit. Flesh and blood cannot do this. Father, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God who's preparing them for revival, preparing them for rebirth, preparing them for restoration, preparing them for health, preparing them for things to be better, preparing them to get out of impoverishment, to preparing them for improvement. There's a recharge over their lives, a renewal from the Holy Ghost tonight. In Jesus' name, it's a destiny call for the events to happen in their life that has been decreed over their life that you shall establish, Father Jesus. Flesh and blood can't do this. And Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God counsel the events of the evil one. Every movement of Satan, Father, paralyzes movement tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for Jerome tonight. Jerome, I know you're on that line. Place your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I sent this word by faith to Jerome. As the centurion said to Jesus, send the word. I send the word in the name of Jesus that you paralyze everything that Satan is moving to prevent resurrection over this man's life. Father, paralyze the movement of Satan tonight in Jesus' name. Dispel the action of Satan in the name of Jesus. He's going into a place where things, hallelujah, in a place of betterment, where he will not be impoverished. He's going into a place of recovery. Every opposer tonight, in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God come against the dark spirit on the outside. That spirit that's attacking his destiny. That spirit that is an encounter against his destiny. Spirit of the living God, in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost dispel this spirit that's working against Jerome. I thank you for the health of Jesus to spring forth up out of him like a water garden tonight. That the spirit of the evil one is dispelled over his destiny. God, I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for Pastor John and Sister Alexandra, my prayer partners in Europe, on a mission from God, that everything in that mission, Father, that's been destined by you, that the Spirit of God protect them on that journey, destiny place, oh God. They're going for one purpose, to take care of homeless and helpless gypsy in the Ukraine. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God. Open every door for them to buy products in Germany. And Father, I thank you as they go to the impoverished place where the gypsy lives, that the Spirit of God will enlarge, that the Spirit of God will give them a bounty tonight. I stand in agreement with Pastor John and his wife, Sister Alexandra, tonight. For we are partners in prayer. And I agree tonight, Father, they will fulfill that mission because they're in destiny because of the call of God on their lives. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God is awakened. His hands is heavy on all tonight. There's a destiny call in this particular dispensation, that the spirit of resurrection is over their lives. The revival shall come forth. The restoration shall come forth. The recovery shall come forth. For the awakening is from the Holy Spirit tonight, just for them tonight. That they're in a place of destiny which has been deposited inside of them. And every event would happen in Jesus' name. The future is set up by God for them in the name of Jesus. And I send the word tonight that everything that's to support them in destiny. Come forth in Jesus' name. Come out of hiding in the name of Jesus. Come forth by the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God. And God, I thank you. They're only going through a process. Protect them through the process, Father Jesus. Guide them through the process, Father Jesus. Lead them through the process, Father Jesus, that they stay in your will tonight in Jesus' name, that they will not converse with flesh and blood, but give them a visitation from the Holy Ghost tonight, Father. Visit them in their day. Visit them in their night watch. Visit them as they read the Word of God. Father, I thank you as you gave a visitation to the wise man. And you visit Joseph. Visit these your people. This is their time, a resurrection. And it's a destiny call on their lives. That there's no failure to nothing God has set up for them. Because of Jesus, the Son of the living God, passing over them tonight through his precious blood and leading them into the place that you have already set up and located for them by faith. And God, I praise you for it. And God, I thank you for it, that it's done by faith, that the miracle shall live and Satan cannot kill it off. That the Spirit of God will bring it into a full birth tonight. And God, I thank you that there's no barren in their life because their lives is in a place of destiny. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Thanks you that you know that you know that God has chosen you this hour. And destiny is upon you. Stay in the will of God. I encourage you to stay in the will of God. This is between you and God. This is between you and God. No outside force. This is between you and God. Stay in the will of God to go into this new place of resurrection. Allow God to lead you and guide you to the plan that's already set up by God, every person and every place, no coincidence, but every event set up by God. And you're going to see resurrection in your life personally. You have a personal relationship with God. You're going to see personal resurrection in your life. Take it personally tonight. It's for you and your family by faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged. Thanks to God.
Amen.
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 You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.